Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Every disruption brings perfection. We are growing, we are learning. The same thing with fear. Thank you, Lord. I welcome you again once more to today's session of our fellowship. Last week, we talked about standing up to fear. And I said that fear is an emotion that is triggered by the perception of danger. If we are not careful, it can cripple us or cause increase in our heart rate. Even sometimes, fear can paralyze our life if we don't stand up against it. And I further explained that there are two main factors of fear in the Bible. They are classified as positive fear and negative fear. So I said, negative fear is very popular among those who lack faith in God. This fear can cripple their emotions and also sometimes threaten their peace. But positive fear is the fear that is defined as deep respect, awesomeness, and submission to God's power and authority. The fear of the Lord is not a terrifying fear. Oh no, it is described as the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, according to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." When you have the fear of God in you, it leads you to live life in obedience to all his commands. Today, we are continuing our discussion on the same topic with the title, Standing Up to Fear, Part 2. Standing up to fear can be very tricky for some people because it triggers our brain mechanism to either run away from the fear or cause us to face and fight it. Now, the question is it better for you to run away from what causes you to fear or face it and fight it? Brethren, let me address you sincerely. I don't care how you see yourself, as long as you are a child of God. It is better to stand up to fear. It allows you to take control and reduce the intimidating power that fear has over your life. Except the fear is based on actual immediate danger. Then running away is a logical life-saving response. Otherwise, avoiding your fears will only cause them to haunt you later. Whereas facing them helps you to grow. Because growth comes when you stop running and start tackling the obstacles. So confronting your fears helps build your confidence and resilience. Most importantly, the best way to fight fear is through faith in God. When you have faith, you will obey what God says to you. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says very clearly, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not be dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee." Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. To stand up to fear through faith in God, you must rely on scriptures. They provide the empowerment that we need. When you have this support from God, why are you afraid in the first place? Why? When you have the scriptures, the empowerment of God, everything telling you not to fear, that God will help you, that he is with you. Why are you afraid? The answer is, fear is natural. It uses your brain to keep you alert. Fear is designed by your brain to keep you protected and safe from perceived danger. Fear acts as an eternal alarm system that gives you the signal to escape threats or avoid harm or danger. Fear can also cause you to be depressed. Cause can cause chronic stress. Doctor will be diagnosing nothing is wrong with you, but you feel sick and fearful. Fear can cause you anxiety that can get out of control if not addressed quickly. We need to recognize that fear is normal, but try to understand what triggers your fear. Be patient with yourself and consider looking at your anxiety with curiosity rather than judgment. There's a theory that says F-E-A-R is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Because it creates a story that you are in danger, when in reality, your soul is safe. So if fear is false evidence appearing real, why am I afraid? Why are you afraid? Why is anyone afraid? You might be afraid because you lack trust in the divine God, and you lack trust in his higher wisdom and power. So why are some people afraid all the time? You wonder. Maybe because they anticipate danger quite often. I don't know. Maybe because they are uncontrollably worried. No matter what you say to them about their health, they are worried. About money, they are worried. About children, they are worried. Even business, they are worried. Anything, they worry. I don't know. These fears frequently arise when we focus on this external world rather than internal truth of God, rather than the spiritual truth of God. Let me put it that way. Instead of us to focus on the internal spiritual truth of God, we focus on external things around this world. What makes you so fearful? What triggers fear in you? Why is fear so impactful in your life? Why am I always afraid when I have the word of God to comfort me? I have the word of God to comfort me. Like we just read Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. And many other verses. Because you spend less time with the word of God. And you spend more time with other materialistic things in this world. Some of you can spend time in social media. You spend time browsing things, terrible things that have no value. You feed your mind and your heart with substances that are useless and meaningless. You see things you go and talk about that are lies that they create for attention. Yes, there might be some purposeful, serious things in social media. Pick and choose what you do. A lot of us wake up in the morning, instead of saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank God for waking me up. Simple prayer. We pick up our phone, we are gone. Social media. news of this world. God help you. Because when trouble comes, open your phone and wait for social media to answer you. When fear comes in, I will see which peace you will derive from those social media. Our phone and devices are becoming an obstacle to our today and tomorrow. Why? You have power over all these gadgets. Why am I always afraid when I have the word of God that will heal me, that will confront my fears, and will comfort me and give me peace that passes all understanding? Because you all learn to spend time less, you don't care about things of the Lord. With some people, they are afraid of being going broke. When they should go to the word of God and say, when God has promised me blessings and prosperity, and that we all, when I receive them all, there will be no sorrow with it. According to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. It's a very small verse. It says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. When God bless you, he makes you rich, and there's no sorrow that comes with it, Sam, because it comes from our God in heaven. Some of you are afraid of losing your job. You think it was God that gave you that job? You think it was man that gave you that job? If God didn't release the man to give you the job, you think he will get it? Because your blessing comes from the Lord. Some are even afraid of losing confidence in their marriages. Some are afraid of not having first-class education. When God has given you divine wisdom, do you know that there are some people that are afraid of traveling by air or by sea? But why are we all afraid at all of anything? Why are we afraid at all? When we have the antidote to fear, which are gratitude, trust, and faith in God. Choose to trust God when you are afraid. The book of Mark chapter 4 verse 40. Mark chapter 4 verse 40. Yes, Mark chapter 4 verse 40 says, and he said unto them, please, anytime scriptures is popped up, open your mouth and read along. Because as you are reading those scriptures, you are empowering yourself. You are feeding your soul and your spirit. You are getting knowledge and you are growing. Mark chapter 4 verse 40 says, and he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Jesus said these words to his disciples after calming a violent storm in the Sea of Galilee. He says, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Haven't you seen enough miracles around me? Haven't you seen who I am, what I do? Why are you still afraid? Some people are afraid when they dream some dreadful bad dream. All you need to do is to reject fear and confront the dream with the word of God. Because when you allow them to manifest by doing nothing, hey, it might become a reality in your life. You stand up against your fear with the right scriptures, and God will honor it. Some people are afraid of the dark. Why should you fear the dark when your God is the light and salvation? Why? Psalm 27, verse 1. Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Some are even afraid to sleep at night. When the Bible says to you in the book of Psalm 4 verse 8, Psalm 4 verse 8 says, "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." And then the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 24 says also, "When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yeah, thou shalt lie down and thy sleep shall be sweet." Woo! You shall lie down and your sleep shall be sweet. Another shocking thing that will happen to you, some of us maybe are hearing it for the first time, or they already know that darkness can be your light. Even darkness will be like light to you. God has made it so. No one can change it. Psalm 139, verse 11 to 12. Psalm 139, verses 11 and 12 says, "If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me." Whoa. "Yeah, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee." The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Even in our darkest, most hidden or confusing moments, God is present, seeing everything clearly as if it were day. We are never truly alone. We are never hidden or beyond God's light. Like our music for today says, you are never alone. We are under his cover. There's nothing for you to fear anymore. Because even the darkness is not dark to you and I. God has made it so. God is present in both light and darkness, removing the need for you to be fearful. God is present in both the light and darkness, and he has removed the need for you to be afraid. These verses I mentioned above are for God's protection. These verses are provided for us for our peace. These verses are for you to confess them, know them, that you have the right to sleep at night in peace. He says, "Thy sleep shall be sweet." Therefore, sleep peacefully even from tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Some people are even afraid of the shadow of death. Why? When God is with you, who can come against you? No one. Psalm 23 verse 4 has given you this assurance. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I, Priscilla Bedell, will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." I hope you confess that with your name in it. Some people are afraid of dying when they know it is inevitable. Why should you even be afraid to depart this confused world when you have eternal life? Or don't you understand who you are? Do you realize that you are a pilgrim on this earth? This is not our home. If you are truly born again, you are truly a born again child of God, you should be looking forward to your home in paradise. A place free from suffering, a place free from death and sin. This is the trick that Satan uses to feed our minds with the fear of death. It's a trick. But today we stand up against Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall never be afraid of death again in Jesus' name, because we know who we are and where we are going to. It is important to identify the source of your fear, though. Then ask yourself, is this fear keeping me safe? Or is it holding me back? Whether it's fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of going broke, fear for your children, fear of education, fear of abandonment, fear of rejection, or even fear of death. Identifying the source helps you to disempower it. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. Let me repeat once more. The antidote. Before I give you another antidote, let me say, do you know that the spiritual root of fear is rooted in the spirit, in the fear of death? The spiritual root of fear is rooted in the fear of death. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. We'll read it together. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. 14 and 15, yes. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. 15. And deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, came into this world and become human with flesh and blood like me and you, to die for me and you, hereby breaking the devil's power over death and freeing us from lifelong fear of dying. Because human beings are made of flesh and blood, Jesus took on the same nature to die in our place. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus rendered the devil's power, specifically the authority he had over death, ineffective, useless. Christ has liberated every believer from being enslaved by the fear of death, which was considered a lifelong bondage. Let me repeat this again. Jesus destroyed and rendered powerless the one who held the power of death, the one who used to hold the power of death, and gave you and I freedom from fear and death. Brethren, the spiritual antidote to fear is to focus on love, gratitude, and connection with him. Like 1 John chapter 4 verse 18 says, First John chapter 4 verse 18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Next time you are afraid, stand up to fear and focus on God and His promises. The root of all fear is alienation from God, which began with sin. Sometimes fear makes us to doubt God's power and His care for us. Satan uses fear to weaken our faith in God. Satan uses fear to steal our peace and joy. Satan uses fear to confuse our destiny. And Satan uses fear to torment you if you are not careful. Stand up against fear with the word of God. But those of us that are already born again, you know, sometimes fear is as a result of valuing worldly safety over God's purpose. That is not for you and I that are children of God. I hope so. But those of us that are already born again, we know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and sound mind. Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says it very clearly. It's the word of God. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But those who are yet to give their full life control to Jesus and be saved by Him, it is different. If you are one of those, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 is not talking about you. But if you are ready to give your life to Jesus, so you can experience the full benefit of a child of God and be able to stand up to fear, the opportunity is now. As you repeat the prayer of salvation after me. Heavenly Father, I know that I've sinned against you. I repent of all my sins. Please forgive me. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, and He is alive. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life. Take absolute control of my life and write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.